Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speaking of that free Odyssey app along with YouTube, that's where you can go back and listen to Sean Salisbury. If you would like, he joined us just under an hour ago and was fantastic on all things 49ers. And he used the word luck, not in terms of how the Niners won, but in terms of the way the 49ers are structured and us as a fan base, because they are lucky. They're lucky that they have someone who can come in and still function in Kyle Shanahan's system and win football games. I think about that too. After what this fan base and what this organization went through last year, I wonder where we would be right now. And I mean this collectively and big picture stuff. If they had lost two of these four games, what if they were 2-3? What if they were 1-4? What would we be attacking right now? It feels kind of pivotal with regard to Kyle Shanahan. And I know a lot of people don't want to do this because all's fair in love and war. And when you're a high-profile face of an organization and you make a lot of money, people are just going to take shots at you. That's the way it works. I don't think Kyle cares. I think he's fine. He's not worried what anybody calling 95.7 the game has to say. But it's certainly gotten quiet, hasn't it? Like that aspect of the fan base. And you heard Greg Cosell. Remember how he started our conversation? He was being sarcastic, if you don't know. Those of you who didn't hear the conversation yesterday, the first thing he said, he goes, "Oh boy, what are your fans saying when they called in after that win Thursday night? I bet they were all calling in to say that Kyle Shanahan's a great coach." And we were like, "Yeah, some are." He's like, "Oh, really?" He was being sarcastic.
Right.
That's his way of saying, like, I bet he's still not getting the credit that he most clearly deserves, and not just for this year. Not just for this year. I mean, riddle me this, okay? Albert Breer tweets out today, "You know, I used to think that Bill Belichick was the best coach of all time, and now I don't." And he had numbers showing what Belichick has done outside of years with Tom Brady.
Oh, boy.
It's not much.
No.
It's not much. And even Andy Reid, who has been great with Mahomes, but was good before that, but he had Donovan McNabb for most of that. Considering the way we hear people talk about Jimmy Garoppolo in this city, what Brock Purdy is sort of being called right now, like, Kyle Shanahan has taken both of those quarterbacks to the Super Bowl.
Right.
The Super Bowl. I don't know, man.
Well, both very highly paid, and Garoppolo was the highest paid quarterback at the time. And it's interesting the way you lay that out, because does the coach make the player or does the player make the coach? And you can look at Patrick Mahomes and say, well, I mean, he's amazing. He might be the best quarterback in history. And yeah, he's had Andy Reid the whole time. And so is that because of Andy? Is it because of Patrick? Well, it's because of both. I think you can look at it, and maybe Patrick will have some time when Andy's not the coach and we can see what Patrick looks like without Andy. We saw Andy in Philadelphia, and he was great. He was there a long time, and they didn't quite get over the hump. It was very Shanahanian, honestly, if you look at his, I think, 13 or 14-year run, where they had a lot of good years, and they went to the Super Bowl, and, well, you had a guy break his leg to Terrell Owens, and you couldn't, you know, go ahead and win that game. So I always think about all of these conversations in terms of it being complimentary. Like Sean McVay, he had Jared Goff, and they went to the Super Bowl,
yep,
and they got motorboated,
yep,
and then he traded for Stafford, and then they won the Super Bowl. So does that mean that Stafford's better than Goff? Well, maybe. Maybe he's just better than Goff in that system and better than Goff at that moment, because Jared Goff has gone to Detroit, and he showed himself to be a very good quarterback. He's been incredibly accurate. He's won a bunch of games after that first year. So for me, it always comes down to the situation, the coach, the quarterback, the situation. And that's where I do think that Shanahan maybe doesn't get his flowers that he deserves, especially from the local fans.
Well, I'm glad you brought up McVay, because actually I was sitting here thinking about even all of these coaching greats we talk about. Hell, this even applies to Bill Walsh. How many of them, and I know we focus on winning the Super Bowl, but I'm a big fan of even going to the Super Bowl. That is an achievement in my book. How many of these coaches who we consider the greats right now, how many of them have taken multiple quarterbacks to the Super Bowl? Anybody other than McVay and Shanahan?
Thinking about
it? I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
No, Mike Tomlin just had Ben.
Right.
Pete Carroll just had Russell.
Yep.
Sean Payton just had Drew. And
who else
Sirianni has Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Teach me how to Dougie. I don't think he's even a head coach anymore.
He's not.
He did it with Nick Foles.
Right.
And I don't know if there is another current head coach who's...
Was Zach Taylor the coach?
Zach has done it with Joe.
With Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Yeah, anybody else go to a Super Bowl? I mean, Belichick just left the NFL, but he never went without anybody with anybody other than Brady. Brady went without him. I think that's it.
Of current guys, yeah.
Current guys, or even if we want to talk about recent guys. Even, you know what I mean? Like, give me the Grudens and the Dungies of the world and all of that.
I was thinking about Tom Coughlin. Did he ever go with Jacksonville? I know he went with Eli twice,
but... I don't think so. When Brunel went, didn't Brunel go to a Super Bowl and lose, I think?
That sounds about right.
No, I might be wrong on that. I can't. He went at least to an AFC title game. But no, I can't think of, like, somebody is saying Don Shula, right? Like, that's...
Okay. Count it.
We're going back a ways. We're going back a ways. Sure, someone, Bill Parcells. Yes, Bill Parcells took more on, more than one. But, right? Like, in the modern era, it's those two guys.
I was thinking Jeff Fisher, but I don't think he ever got the Rams there. Dick Vermeil, you can go ahead and put that one on the board. I think he went there with Philadelphia back in the in 1980, and then he won it with the Rams.
Oh, God. But, I mean, yeah, you're talking, it's like 143 years in between. But sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just trying to, get Dick Vermeil on the show.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot, though.
Mike Holmgren, Brett Favre, and Hasselbeck.
Okay.
Matt Hasselbeck. Yeah, someone's writing in Andy Reid. Yes, Andy Reid.
Yep, that's kind of the point of this.
And we met, okay, Donovan McNabb and Patrick Mahomes. That's special to me. That's special if you can bring more than, because that says something about your system and what you are doing.
Yeah. Dan Reeves, put it on the board.
Yeah, 888-957-9570. We're sponsored by Moderna. The pick is just over a half hour away. This is Withered and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, that's gross. That's going to ruin everybody's dinner.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, a lot of people wanted to get their 2 cents in on that last one.
Yeah,
it was fun. The Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 262, will Kyle be the first coach to get 3 QBs to the Super Bowl if Mac gets there? The answer is no, by the way. No. In fact, I think there are 3 coaches who have already taken 3 quarterbacks to the Super Bowl.
3 for 3?
I think.
Okay.
Shula?
Yeah.
Joe Gibbs?
I mean, Shula had Johnny U.
I think he had 4.
If you talk about Don Strzok.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're going way back.
Yep.
And obviously Marino.
You love Don Strzok.
Joe Gibbs took 3.
Yep.
Did he not? And Bill Parcells, I think, took 3. Because didn't Parcells take Drew Bledsoe to the Super Bowl as a Patriot?
That sounds right. Super Bowl 31.
And then Sims and Hostetler for Parcells. But, like, it's been a long time. And what the reason we sort of threw that exercise out there, can y'all listen to the names of the coaches that we just threw out there? Soak that in. That's your coach.
Yeah.
Okay?
Shula, Hall of Fame.
Gibbs.
Hall of Fame.
Parcells.
Hall of Fame.
Reed.
He will be in the Hall of Fame.
And you know what? You could do, well, hold on. You brought up the greatest one-off of all time. If you did this as a list and went, all right, name all the people who've taken multiple QBs to the Super Bowl. There's one name on the list that no one would ever get. And it's John Fox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who I think, did he bring both Cam Newton and, was it Peyton Manning? Or who did he bring? With the Broncos, right?
Right. Was that Peyton?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyway, George Seifert did it, technically. He gets credit for the
fourth.
It
was Peyton Manning for Peyton John Manning. Fox. Yeah,
that's what I said, yeah. Peyton Manning. And maybe the other one wasn't Cam Newton, because that was against when John Fox went with the Broncos, they played the Panthers.
Yeah.
I think we're thinking of Jake Delhomme.
Daylight come and I want a Jake Delhomme.
There you go.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anyway, Mike Holmgren, George Seifert, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. look, we can all use whatever metric matters. That matters to me. That really says something about the program you're building. If in two or three different sort of evolutions of what you're doing end up in a Super Bowl, yes, it would be better if you would win one. I get it. But that's a very, very exclusive list we're talking about. And Kyle Shanahan is on it. And now he's winning games with Mac Jones. And so that's your coach. That's your coach.
Yep. Your coach and you're sticking with him. And there's no doubt. And if you look at that list, the illustrious list that you rolled out and all the guys who've taken multiple people to that lofty spot, they're all good coaches. And they're coaches who got a chance to work their way through multiple regimes at quarterback.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So I hope that tucked into all of this screaming and yelling about the quarterbacks and who gets the credit, I mean, whether it was Jimmy, and I liked Jimmy at the time, how could you not? The Niners were in the Super Bowl. They were in another NFC title game. I like Brock Purdy. How can you not? The Niners were in a Super Bowl. They were in another NFC title game. But all along, like, yeah, what's the constant? I mean, hello? Yes, even Mr. Purdy Party over here will tell you that if you had to get rid of one, I would get rid of Purdy. Yes, Kyle Shanahan is more important to the Niners than Brock Purdy. Yes, yes. But I still want Kyle Shanahan to get the best QB available to him at any given moment. And yes, I'm willing to pay for that. And at this particular time for the organization, I happen to believe that that person is Brock Purdy.
Well, at that particular time is the way I would say it, because at this particular time, if this was Brock Purdy heading into the year where he actually could get paid, if this was last year, and instead of Dobbs and Allen, you had Mac Jones, and last year went the way that this year is going. The only difference being Brock Purdy is yet to get that contract. Well, oh boy, do we have ourselves a Montana Young sort of a debate, because now the idea of will you or won't you pay him becomes much more real because you have Mac Jones right in front of you. Last year you had Brandon Allen or Kyle Allen or Mel Allen. I can't remember which one of the Allens you had.
Brandon.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
You had Allen.
12 notes.
Thank you.
All right. Super age.
Dobbsy. Oh, whatever. God. It was no choice. You did not know. And even when you signed Mac in March, you still weren't thinking, we got Mac. Well, let's pump the brakes on this Brock Purdy thing. But now, based on the way Mac has played, you might have a little bit more of a pause. Pause.
I mean, interesting game on Sunday.
It will be, yeah.
Interesting game. And for those of you just joining, the injury report.
Pause.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, again, no practice today. Ricky Pearsall, again, no practice. Limited session was planned for Juwan Jennings, so maybe he gets in there. And while Mac Jones is struggling with a couple of injuries himself, the 49ers say they feel good about where Mac will be on Sunday. So the plan is that Mac Jones going to get another game, and this one happens to be, by the way, look at what we're looking at off of a Thursday night football win. It really ramped the conversation up, did it not?
Oh, yeah.
So this Sunday, you're the national game on Fox, 125 late window.
CBS, but yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
Whatever, 4-1
Nance
versus 4-1. Yeah, Nance and Romo. So you're getting an elevated window there, and I don't know who's playing next week. But next week happens to be Sunday Night Football with the Atlanta Falcons in town. If Mac Jones plays all three of those, Mac Jones were to win all three of those, I mean, the whole nation will have seen it, felt it, and it can go the other way too. You know what I mean? The Niners in 10 days could also be 4-3, and suddenly the shine will be off. I don't know which way this is going to go, but in a vacuum, this is a wonderful opportunity for Mac Jones. Not to be the quarterback of the 49ers, in my opinion, but to be the quarterback of somebody sometime, somewhat relatively soon.
Right.
I don't know about next year. Niners have him under contract, but
yeah.
I don't, you know, like this is a great showcase opportunity for him to send this thing back in the other direction.
Without a doubt. And I do think that if he continues to roll, not undefeated, but roll like this and play really well, I think when you get to the end of the year, you may wind up, quote, doing right by Mac and trading him somewhere and getting a nice juicy draft pick coming back. It probably won't be a first, maybe not even a second, but I think you can get something for him in the offseason. I'm not trying to get too far down the road, but if Mac is this good, I think you kind of, not that you owe it to him, but you're going to want to do right by him, even though you have him under contract-ish. I mean, you do, but it's only like $2 million guaranteed.
I don't feel that way at all.
If you want to talk about like your reputation around the league, if he plays this well and there are teams that are like, hey, can we get him to be our starter? That's bad for business.
I disagree with that completely. Like, you can look around the league and see examples of it everywhere. Jake Browning played great a couple of years ago. The Bengals did what? Said, cool, sit there for 2 years.
There was no clamor for him, though.
No, I don't know if there'd be a clamor for Mac Jones either. You got to remember, the rest of the league thinks the same thing we do. Mac looks good in part because he's perfect for that system.
Right.
Well, I don't run that system somewhere else.
Well, a lot of teams run that system now.
They don't run it the same way.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what other team out there? I mean, let's do this little fantasy exercise for a second.
Let's just start with teams who are going to need a quarterback.
And then they've got a great sort of quarterback whisperer type of a head coach. Who is that around the league?
Well, the teams that have the really good whisperer head coaches are teams that already have their quarterback. I'm thinking more about teams that will need a quarterback, and I look at the Saints with a very unsettled situation and an offensive-minded head coach, and Kellen Moore. He might be looking at that going, geez, what we have is an absolute mess.
Probably going to have access to somebody in the draft. They're going to get a good pick.
Okay.
You know, that'd be my guess now.
Sure, but yeah. I mean, if you're Kellen Moore and you're entering year two, you might be thinking about getting a guy who's got more experience because your job status is getting shakier with each and every loss. I look at the Browns, which, I mean, Kevin Stefanski might still be the coach, might not be, and they're always in need of a quarterback. Even though I love Dillon Gabriel, who I was looking at this, Grandy, the all-time leader in starts in the NCAA, the man played 6 years.
Wow.
6 years.
Yeah.
Thank you, COVID. And one of those years, he only played two games, but I think 63 starts.
Shout out UCF, Oklahoma, and Oregon.
63 starts in college. Mitchell Trubisky had 12 at North Carolina, and he's still trying to figure it out. So,
I mean, since we're having fun, this is a complete hypothetical and so far down the road. But looking around the league right now, there are not a lot of teams that are screaming at you, we're going to need a quarterback next year. And those that are either going to have a great pick or they're kind of run by a defensive guy.
The Titans?
Well, they just picked someone number one overall, though.
The Raiders, yeah.
The Raiders.
Yep.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers might retire, but is that like a fancy spot where Mac Jones would come in and rip it up?
The Jets,
yeah. No, good Lord, you don't want that for Mac. He's already gotten thrown into that division and been given junk for a coordinator and all of those things. You mentioned the Saints, and I'm like, outside of Carolina, that's it for the NFC. The rest of the NFC has all sort of, like, they've got their guy.
They're kind of pot committed, yeah.
Yeah, they're pot committed on people. And Carolina, I think also, again, that fits the bill of like, no, that's not that's not a good organization to highlight the quarterback. So if I'm the Niners, I'm not feeling guilty about any of this. You think the Falcons feel like, dude, we got to get Kirk Cousins somewhere.
No, it's a different story.
Why?
End of the career. He's making $40 million or whatever
it is.
His
career is going away. Like, he's tick, 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 tick.
Well, his career is already over. It's like, do they feel bad about Russell Wilson in New York? No. You played, you saw ghosts, you threw the ball into the 19th row, you sit, bro.
Yeah.
That's the way that goes.
Right.
Mac Jones is not an end of the line veteran who's already been paid in full.
I think, and by the way, how much egg is on your face if you do trade Mac, then you pull in some, you know, John Hullabaloo to be your backup next year, and Brock Purdy gets hurt week two.
Well, Hullabaloo is going to be great because you're Kyle Flipping Shanahan. That's how that works.
No, it's not. It doesn't always work that way, and we've seen it. Not all the backups look like this.
Well, most of them do.
They do?
Yeah, and it depends on what's around him. And again, this is where we can look at last year and say, well, you know, you had Keenan Allen and Brandon Allen or Kyle Allen, whatever Allen you wanted to have.
But you can't say he didn't have good things around him because Mac is not, like, he's had injuries around him too.
Well, you didn't have Christian McCaffrey. Yeah.
Although, actually,
he had him in Green Bay, and then he got hurt in Buffalo.
That's the only game Brandon Allen started.
Right. I don't even know if he had Trent Williams in that game.
I don't remember.
And Ricky Pearsall was still recovering. Whatever. It's not about whether or not those guys are as good as Mac, because they're not. But I think that you could find a guy out there who you could repurpose the way you did with Sam Darnold and Mac Jones. But, I mean, you'd rather stay with Mac Jones. But if I'm Mac and I play this well, and there are teams that maybe want to give me a shot to start, and you're going to have me just sit and be the backup again, I'll probably hold out. I mean, what am I doing here?
That would
be your backup.
That would be incredible.
Backup quarterback holds out.
First ever backup. Team would be like, okay, hold out. What are you do? What are you going to demand? What are you going
to
do?
As opposed to show up and make my meager $2 million guaranteed or
okay,
whatever?
What are you going to do? Like, what pressure is that putting on a team?
Well, you got no backup, and if you don't think you can win with hullabaloo,
okay,
and you got a starter who can't stay healthy.
You said that we just go find the backup.
Well, I think you can.
That's odd to me.
That's why you trade him and you get something for him.
Wait a minute. For everybody, and I'm trying to think of what's the most recent example of, dude, you signed the deal, so how about Juwan Jennings? This is great. Wasn't your take, dude, you signed the deal, so show up.
Yeah.
Mac, you signed the deal.
Right.
Why is this different?
Because Juwan, first of all, he had a really bad calf injury. I had to get that out there before we got too serious.
Tricky.
You're welcome. Calves are tricky. Calves are hard. I think that the difference,
be delicate with those calves.
The difference is Juwan Jennings didn't have the same potential market elsewhere. You couldn't have traded Juwan Jennings and gotten like a second or third round pick like you can with Mac Jones.
First of all,
my opinion.
Yeah, there is, as we sit here today, I don't know what's going to happen next. There's zero evidence that somebody is knocking on the Niners' door with a high draft pick for Mac Jones. None.
Not a high pick. None. Second or third round.
That's a high pick.
Well, and you look what Flacco just commanded. And Flacco...
What did Flacco command?
I think it was a fifth, and they also sent a sixth. It was one of those, like, swaparooskies.
So somebody moved up 20 spots.
Right, because Cincinnati needs a guy with a pulse.
Right.
Mac Jones is a better quarterback right now than Joe Flacco.
I'll buy it, but still, you don't get Kyle Shanahan to come with.
No.
You've had three games of evidence.
Three wins.
Three wins, yep. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't...
Oh, that wasn't on the air. That was in my ear.
Oh.
Flacco in a sixth, and they got a fifth back.
Yeah.
So Flacco and crap like and better crap, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody moved up 20 spots.
It's like when you have a garage sale and the person across the street has a garage sale and you go, hey, how much for that recliner?
Yeah.
How about you give me that tennis racket and those roller skates?
Yeah.
Done.
Anyway, hypothetical, stupid fun, but I like
it. Always fun.
If I'm the 49ers, I am not even about to feel an ounce of guilt.
No, it's not about guilt.
No, dude, we brought you in here for a role, and that role is still here, and we want you for that role. Badly. Badly. So, that's what we're doing. Like, that's what we're doing. You're under contract.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen, right?
What's that?
Calf injury. He's going to come into camp and
be
like,
delicate with those calves.
Seriously.
The Niners would be like, we're not even trying to play you. What's your leverage?
I'm not a doctor.
It's not about leverage.
What are you going to do? Not be here for week one? We don't want you to start.
Well, you don't want him to start. And this is what I'm trying to explain to my 3-year-old daughter. Because
questionable.
Everything that she says to me is, I need ... And it's like, Mila, you don't need it. You want it.
You want it.
Can we understand the difference between need and want?
But Mac's only leverage would be Brock getting hurt. So he would like...
Yeah, which is pretty good leverage because, I mean, that's what he does.
Oh, take it easy. You take it easy now.
I mean...
I think that's a little early for that.
A little hot. A little spicy. I mean, missed...
Yeah.
Had his arm fall off in the NFC Championship.
Yes, he did.
Missed a couple games last year, and now he's going to miss his fourth out of six.
Yeah. Missing a couple games is, you know, people miss a couple games.
Four is more than a couple.
Yeah.
Four gets two. What, a couple is two?
Four is unnecessary.
Four is totally unnecessary. Four is not quite many, but we're getting...
No, it's not good.
Yeah. No?
It's not good, but that's like... Honestly, that would be the funniest, most unique holdout in the history of the sport.
I wonder if a backup quarterback has ever held out. I'd have to look that one up.
That would be so awesome. That'd be so awesome. Like next year, what's Browning's contract? Like he
probably like 900K or something.
No, but
tiny.
I mean, how many years? Oh, you know what I mean? Like Joe Burrow's here. I'm not coming in unless you trade me. Okay. You let us know when you need directions to where we are.
Right. Well, he already got, he went from the backup to the starter to back to the backup.
Yeah, he's back to the backup.
Right.
Now,
so
that's all gone now, but he looked good last time.
Right. $1 million is his salary.
But how many more years?
This is it. He signed a 2-year, $1.9 million deal.
There you go. That's the Niners could sign Jake Browning then next year.
Homecoming.
I bet he'd look amazing. 888-957-9570. All right, we're going to circle kind of back to the top. And I want to read this to everybody right out the gate so that you can know kind of where we're coming from on the whole thing. Brandon Pajemski was quoted with something earlier today or maybe yesterday. And seemingly, this kind of got people going to a certain degree. Here's the quote. Quote, when they leave this thing, and he's talking about Steph Curry and Draymond Green, when they leave this thing, they got to leave it with somebody. How can I have their trust? And they can go to Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy and be like, hey, we want to leave it with him. He's going to continue what we're leaving. So I think about that all the time, and I set myself up in that position to have that. And there's a lot of other things than just skill that you need to be in that position, end quote. Somehow this turned into, in fact, Grandy, I'll mention what you said. Grandy texted, when he first texted this to us today, your quote was, Brandon pissed a lot of people off by saying this. And I am reading something that I'm like, if there is anything I have ever read in my life that I don't understand why it would piss someone off, it has to be this quote right here. In fact, the more I read it, I don't even know that it says what people think it says. Nothing in here says I'm going to be the man.
Right.
I'm going to be the man in 3 years.
He asks the question, how can I get to the spot where they go to Joe Lacob and say, yes, we want to leave it in his hands.
But even it doesn't, I don't think it means alpha dog NBA one.
And he's talking about
the warrior culture, like what these guys have built. He wants to kind of continue it. Does that make him a narcissist or does he think he's really awesome and he's not? Oh, maybe. Maybe, but I would like to have, can we have a real conversation about the other role player on the Warriors that seems to trigger people? What is it? I really am interested in this one because, yes, in the whole Jonathan Kuminga umbrella, somehow Brandon Pajemski has become the face of the opposition, and I don't really understand it, and I would love to. So can it be explained to us? If you get it, you can explain it to me.
Oh, I totally get it.
Okay. Then let's 888-957-9570. What is it that bugs you so much about Brandon Pajemski, if something bugs you? Or what is it that has made him the face of the alternate Kuminga point, seemingly? Because that's what this is, right? That's what that's why this is bothering people. On some level.
Right. People look at pods and think, like, who do you think you are? That's part of it. And also, a lot of people, they don't understand why he gets to play. Why does pods get to play? Yeah. And JK doesn't. JK's got the ha-ha. But, and all pods does is run around and argue calls and take charges.
Has he been bad? Is Brandon Pajemski, like, bad?
No.
Player?
He's more of
a good player,
guy.
Right?
There's a lot there. And
sure.
It goes beyond that.
Okay, 888-957-9570. We really want to get into this. We're going to take your calls right now as we head into the 5 o'clock hour here on Willard and Dibbs. Okay, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, tonight we go live to the NFC East to see the Super Bowl champions, who are really good at running the ball. Sometimes they don't even try to run the ball. And they will be going against the Giants, not the good ones that we like here in San Francisco, but the New York football Giants. And the number, Dibs, the number is like Texas. It's big. It's a very, very big number. The Eagles, as a road favorite, that makes the Giants what? Home dog on Thursday night. The number is big. The number happens to be 7.5 in favor of the champs. Dibs?
Oh, Philly's better. Like, let's start there. And the Giants have a lot of injuries. A couple of the receivers are down. I do like their running back, not just because his name is
Scatabo.
It's fun to say, Cam Scatabo, but he is good. Philly's been doing it in a lot of close games, and I thought, you know what? My gut tells me the Giants home diggity dog, but then Thursday night, what is it like? I went back to last year. 9 divisional games on Thursday night football were one-score games.
Oh, wow.
And I look at this year. Buffalo won by 10, didn't cover. Seahawks won by 3. That was a cover, kind of an odd cover.
Yep.
Niners won outright. That was a cover. So I'm thinking divisional, Thursday, home diggity. I got to do it. I'm going to take the New York football Giants and the 7.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick the pick.
Pick the pick.
I'm 17-5.
I'm not fading that at all.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about fading that.
It's a big number.
You fading, Grandy? I don't hear anything in the other room. Luckus, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey! Really?
I'm fading.
You are?
Yeah.
Odds are I'm going to cool off. I just don't know if it's going to be tonight.
There's no odds. It's one game. It's a pick.
The first of five this week. I got a Niner pick, a Sunday night, and we have two on Monday.
Hey, Dibs.
Hey, Mark.
I like your picks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those last year. Niners-Rams, 12-6. Packers-Lions, 34-31. Mm-hmm. Raiders-Chiefs, 19-17.
Yep.
In fact, I think the last like seven Thursday night games were all one scoreys in the divisionals. Mm-hmm.
I mean, division games.
Yep.
Prime time.
Ravens 35, Bengals 34 last year. Mm-hmm.
Weird stuff happens on Thursdays. Yep. Thursday games look weird.
Atlanta over Tampa in overtime.
Uh-huh.
Dallas beat the Giants by 5.
Oh, that Atlanta-Tampa overtime game last year was absolutely drunk. Do you remember
totally.
That game? That game was intoxicating.
I remember
intoxicating.
Being on the wrong end of it.
Who was that dude that ran the touchdown in at the end? And I'm like, I've been watching this game all night. I've been watching football all season. I've never heard of you. Who are you? Who was that
Who
guy?
Who are you for Atlanta?
Nobody even knows.
Yeah.
We're still looking at each other. I can't even remember that guy. Hang on. Now I'm going to look it up. This is going to tick me off. I can't remember who this guy was. Hang on. 2024 season. You said it was a Thursday night.
36-30, your final.
36-30. I see it. Now we go to play-by-play. We go to scoring plays.
We're going
to
recap.
And the deciding touchdown was Kaderil Hodge.
That's right.
Kaderil Hodge. 45-yard touchdown pass to end it. 36-30. Falcons beat the Bucs. That game was an intoxication sensation.
That's a buck.
Big time. All right. Y'all want to talk about pods? All right, let me reread this. Hang on, I got to pull that up again. Hang on a sec. Give me a sec. Brandon Pajemski was talking about the future and sort of what he sees for himself. Quote, he's talking about Steph and Draymond. Quote, when they leave this thing, they got to leave it with somebody. How can I have their trust and they go to Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy and be like, hey, we want to leave it with him. He's going to continue what we're leaving. So I think about that all the time, and I set myself up in that position to have that. And there's a lot of other things than just skill that you need to be in that position. All right. So that grabs you?
Yeah.
In a certain way?
Yes, it grabs me in many ways. One, what he's saying is there's more than skill. There is community. There's leadership. There is a long-term contract that you sign. That way you can make it so that you are going to be here. And it's more than just, I want to be the best player. I want to average 25 a night. I want to be the next Steph Curry. I don't hear that when he says that. The first part of it that I hear is him saying he wants to be in a spot after two more years or three more years where he's looked at as a centerpiece. Not the centerpiece, but a guy that the team will want to keep and a player that Steph and Draymond will leave the team and say, you know what? The team is in good hands because Pods, he plays the right way. He plays hard. He plays with class. He's a Warrior. And if Steph and Draymond retire as Warriors, that's kind of also what I hear Pods say. Like, I want to be somebody to carry the torch and maybe eventually be a 12 or 15-year Warrior like these guys are going to end up being.
All right, let's go to the phones because I see this. Like, and I'm not dumb. I get it. I know all the aspects that are kind of part of this. But here's how I see Brandon Pajemski. Just real quick, I see Brandon Pajemski as a solid young role player who does a lot of good things that we see and a lot of good things that we don't see. He's far from perfect. He is not a completed picture. Steve Kerr has gotten frustrated with some of the things he does, whether that's barking at the ref. Or whatever. There was stuff down the stretch of basketball games when he was forcing it. His decision making was off. Those are the things that he needs to do really well. He's got a little Brock Purdy in him. Like, he's got to be a good decision maker because he's not going to overwhelm you physically. But I very much see him as somebody who's not going to hurt you out there. And then here's the other piece of his puzzle. He sees himself as, at least in the future, a big deal. Big deal, big deal, big deal. And all of you and we don't. But that doesn't bother me. You know, you and I had an interesting conversation earlier about, like, dude, see the world in yourself. And as long as that's not becoming a detriment to those around you, great. See greatness for yourself. I want everyone to do that. So why has he become the face of the opposition whenever somebody gets into the Kuminga and Warriors conversation? What is it about Brandon Pajemski that seems to bother so many Warrior fans? Let's hear from some of you. Let's start with Shane in San Jose. Hi, Shane. We thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, Eagles are covering tonight. I don't know what you guys are talking about. They're going to stomp the Giants. Second of all, I want to preface this with I love Pajemski. He's a great, great role player, and key words is role player. I think there's like two pieces to this. Part of it is that the two timelines thing is what frustrates the fan base so much, because you got Steph Curry, one of the best, if not the best point guard of all time, and they forced this two timelines thing instead of getting Curry some more actual certified shooters. And now we got Pajemski coming out here saying, I want to be the next guy. I want to be the face of the franchise. And it's like, he's a great energy guy. He's a role player. He's a glue guy. But he's not one of his best attributes is that he can draw charges really well. Like, the amount of teardrops and layups that I saw this dude smoke in the playoffs last year made me want to tear my freaking hair out. And it's, I think it's just the disconnect between that and also the fan base's frustration with the two timeline thing. Like, we wanted Curry to get more help, and now it's like, okay, I can't wait to get the franchise handed down to me. It's like, come on, man. I don't get it.
Okay, but Shane,
interesting, Shane, about two timelines there.
Well, Shane, thanks. What if I said this? Boy, what a weird thing for somebody to be like, dude, your best skill set is taking charges. Hey, when did the dirty work guy become someone you don't like? Kevon Looney made a career in this town out of being Johnny Dirty Work.
Yeah, and that was more of a backhanded compliment toward Pajemski.
Yeah, like, if you are, how tall is he? What is he, 6'4"?
6'5", yeah.
Okay, and you're getting a lot of rebounds, and you're taking charges, and you're the floppy-headed guy who doesn't look like he belongs. Like, you don't fit the picture of an NBA player. Isn't that the guy that fans usually gravitate to? Like, he's kind of an overachiever in some ways, no?
Yes, he is, but it's the sense that he thinks that he's better than he actually is among fans. Fans look at him and think that Pods thinks that he's a player that he actually isn't. And I think that's where you get some of the disconnect with JK, because fans look at Jonathan Kuminga and think he's better than what Steve Kerr and the coaching staff think Jonathan Kuminga is. So Kerr's in love. He loves Pods. And he plays Pods all the time, even though Jonathan Kuminga is better. Why does Kuminga not play as much as Pods? Because Kuminga's got the ha-ha and the skeet-skeet, and all Pods does is run around and take charges and yell at the refs. That is the sentiment, and okay, it's not my sentiment.
I know it's
I'm
not.
I'm representing many of the people out there,
but it's,
and I think that what Shane was talking about with two timelines, first of all, was that's a media fan creation. The team never talked about two timelines, and the other part of it is that's not Pods' fault. That is the team's fault for drafting James Wiseman. That's the team's fault for trading Jordan Poole. Mm-hmm. And that's the team's fault and Kuminga's fault for him not being better than he actually is. Two timelines isn't working because the guys you took, the young players, have either been dealt or haven't developed. And there's enough blame to go all the way around.
Yeah, and that's obviously a bigger issue that brings up all kinds of other stuff and other players through history and whatnot. There are some simple answers to this. There are some simple answers to this. Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga do not play the same position.
Right.
They do not do the same things on the court. So that's, like, I would love to dig into that. Why is that not enough of an answer already when someone goes, why does he get to play? And him doesn't get to play. Well, they don't play the same position. They don't play the same position. That's a starter. The second answer, though, and this is the one that start. This is where people get into the feelings, is that, and I think that even this quote is an extension of this, Brandon Pajemski, like actually I would argue almost all Warriors not named Kuminga, have walked into the building. In fact, Jordan Poole might be the only other example. They've walked into this building and they've gone, dude, what Steph and Draymond built is otherworldly. This warrior culture, I am so enamored to be a part of this. And all I want to do is do exactly what those guys say that I should do. That's what I want to do. Buddy Hield does that, and they've turned it into a big joke. In fact, it went viral when Steve Kerr went over to the sideline last year and introduced Buddy Hield to Steph Curry.
Right.
Remember that whole thing? Hi, this is Steph Curry. He's the best shooter on the planet. So when he's open, you give him the ball. And they made a big joke about it. But that's because Buddy, like countless Warriors, have walked into the building and gone, dude, this is dynastic. This is generational. All I want to do is do exactly the things that I can do to help out this larger cause. I want to be clear here. I have no problem if Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga don't want that role. What I've always advocated, though, is that if you don't want that role, great. Let's find you another team that will give you the role that you want, because I'm all about everybody getting the role that they want. But why can't, like, that's the hard part, but I think it's a big deal. Why does Steve Kerr, why is everybody so accepting of BP? For the same reason that they're accepting of Moses Moody.
Or Kevon Looney is a great point,
Looney,
yeah.
Or anybody else. Because almost everybody in the building is just like, this is incredible. Let's do exactly what they tell us to do. That's how most of the players have sort of reacted to this team.
And that's where the frustration for Kuminga comes from internally and sometimes externally, because there are times when Kuminga showcases his ability, his willingness to do those things, and there are other times when he doesn't, whether it's rebounding, off-ball defense, on-ball defense, shot selection, ball movement, whatever the things are that he struggles with at times. It's that level of inconsistency, and you could look at Brandon Pajemski and what he's done in 2 years, and the things that never go away for pods are the things that they can bank on. Hustle and ball movement, ball handling, rebounding, defending at the level that he can defend. He's not a great defender, but he's usually in position, and he's out there giving effort. So those reliability tendencies for pods are the reason that he plays more consistently.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.